James Hurd, Ozark Radio News, and I am here with Ed Button from Ozark Action and Missouri Community Action Network.
Yes, sir.
How's it going?
I'm great, man. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Good.
Doing well. Well, recently, if you don't follow Ed on social media, you need to. He posted a very interesting report. Ed is a board member of the Missouri Community Action Network. First of all, can you tell us a little bit about that organization?
Sure, absolutely. So I'm the housing director here at the local Ozark Action, Community Action Agency, but Missouri CAN, or the Missouri Community Action Network, is a conglomeration of all the agencies from across Missouri. And we've got representation from almost every agency onward. So we get together monthly and talk about what's affecting our people here on the ground. Different opportunities to help those that need it, and just how to better serve Missouri residents who need help in whatever way they need it.
And looking at the report, and we'll have a link here on the story so you can see the report by yourself. Our area, and the entire state for that matter, is in a condition of needing a lot of help.
Absolutely. We do a biannual, I believe that's the right word, every 2 years.
Okay.
Missouri CAN does a poverty report for the state of Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And this year was the year that it gets released. So we looked at data from 23 and some data from 24 that we could get. And we found out that while poverty has lessened in the state, we are still above the national average as a state. And that's a lot of people. And especially locally, we're seeing higher rates than that. The Missouri average for poverty is about 12.6% of residents, or about 1 in 8 people.
Right.
For our local area, the most impoverished county is Oregon. That has a 21.9% rate of poverty.
Yeah.
That's the fifth highest in the entire state.
Right.
Following that is Ozark County, 21.7%. Howell County is at 21.4%. Texas County is at 19.3%. Wright County, 17.6%. And then Douglas County is at 16.9%. Shannon County is after that at 16.7%, living at or below the federal poverty rate.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's one thing that when I was looking through the report, where it's got county by county, you can see a very much a trend of this area, our broadcast area is, for that matter. And then down in the southern part of the Boot Hill, there's some of the top four, but our area is really adversely affected by the poverty levels.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people that need a lot of help.
Well, and that's not just adults. That includes kids too. And especially
sure.
In rural areas, kids are disproportionately affected. 1 in 5 rural kids in Missouri experience poverty.
Yeah.
20% of
right.
kids.
Wow.
And that's not just my household doesn't have enough money to do X or Y. I mean, you look at poverty, it's also a lack of resources, whether that be health related, job related.
Mm-hmm.
Grocery and food related. I mean, there's a lot of places in this state that only have one grocery store for an entire county.
Yeah, that is insane.
That's unsustainable. And
right.
so they get their food elsewhere from less healthy options.
Sure.
And that affects their health. That affects their longevity as far as their life expectancy is concerned.
Right.
There's a lot of things that compound other than just not having enough money to get by.
Right. And another one of the stats that just really was, I guess, mind-blowing, for lack of a better word, was the amount of people that have food insecurities.
Absolutely.
There was, all age groups, seniors, children, normal.
Seniors
age.
And children are the ones that are most affected by that. 1 in 8 Missourians don't have access to enough food.
Wow.
And again, like I said, that's mostly affecting elderly folks and children.
Right. And many times, neither of those demographics basically have a control on that. Of course, there are some of your programs to help with food assistance and stuff, but in most cases, especially like the elderly, they're on a fixed income, whether
yep.
it be Social Security or whatever manner that is, and in many cases, they don't have an opportunity to go out and gain extra funds for that food. So it's a very vicious cycle.
Yeah.
And thankfully, in this area, we do have a few food banks and places that you can get some subsidize that your foods and things like that. But still yet, it is a major problem in this area as well as the whole state. Yeah.
And look at the state minimum wage. A lot of people are talking about the minimum wage, especially here recently with recent things going on in Jefferson City.
Sure.
But you look at that $13.75, mm-hmm. which is what Missouri has currently, which is higher than the federal minimum wage, by the way.
Right.
That doesn't cover everything.
Yeah.
We looked at the data and found that if you want to be able to afford not only just housing, but be able to afford your utilities, your food, all of these things that a lot of people take for granted, you're going to need to make about $21 an hour as a single adult. And of course, if you have kids or a spouse,
it goes up.
Goes up from there. So that $13.75 isn't cutting it for Missourians.
Right.
It's hard for people who are there or even making, you know, less. Some people make less under the table.
Sure.
You know, so not everybody even hits that $13.75.
Right. Absolutely. Now, we were talking before we started recording, and you're with Ozark Action.
Right.
The main office is here in West Plains, and you all have some services to help people get a leg up on some careers that could pay them above that minimum wage, potentially.
Absolutely. So we've got several programs under our umbrella at Ozark Action. A lot of people come to us during the fall and the summer for utility assistance. That's probably our most popular thing next to Head Start. We also have Head Start in every single county that we serve, the six counties that I listed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We do everything from workforce training and subsidizing employee pay for employers to rental assistance, utility assistance, as I mentioned. We do even other things, like we do some Christmas toy giveaways at that time of the year, or Thanksgiving dinner giveaways, little things like that. So, I mean, there's a whole lot of other stuff. Weatherization is another big one. Mm-hmm. We come in and perform upgrades to your home. Usually it's insulation, weather stripping, some minor things like that.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, that costs a lot of money for people who don't have any.
Absolutely.
So if you can get free assistance on that and lower your utility bill 20% to 60%, that adds up over time.
Absolutely.
You know, that's a little extra money in your pocket every month.
Yeah, and that helps go to some of the shortfalls in other areas.
Exactly.
And I will speak from experience. I was telling you earlier, before I came to radio, I managed restaurants, and there was several times over the years that we participated in the Ozark Action, the employee services. That was a great thing. I found some fantastic employees. So if you're an employer out there, I would advise you to contact Ozark Action. See who and what is available. You know, you may get some of your very best employees, and Ozark Action is going to help you by subsidizing that training period for their wages.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Housing assistance is another big one for us. Now, a lot of people get this confused. We do not operate our housing voucher program within the West Plains city limits.
Okay.
That is West Plains Housing.
Okay.
West Plains Housing Authority has within city limits. But beyond that, that's our area of operation. But housing is another huge thing that this report found. To get enough affordable housing units for everybody that needs them, we need an additional 100,000 homes in the state of Missouri for affordable housing. That's not talking, you know, McMansions or anything. We're talking units that are $400 a month or so.
Sure.
And just there's two, supply and demand is what it is. And that makes things a lot harder for our clients.
Sure.
A lot of people around here who are looking for homes, they know it's hard to find anything.
Absolutely.
You know, these days. So, I mean, that was another one that kind of blew me away. Is that, you know, we need another 100,000 homes in this state, and that the people in the lowest income bracket that our report looked at spend about 41% of their income on housing.
Yeah.
And HUD, you know, Housing and Urban Development, says 30% is about what you're supposed to look for.
Yeah.
and
so
it's
that's 11% of their wages just out the window.
An extra 11% over what you're quote unquote supposed to spend.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's there is some good news in that report, but it's few and far between.
Sure.
Homelessness, according to the report, has decreased somewhat. Again, mm-hmm. poverty has decreased somewhat in the state over the last couple of years, so that would lead to less homeless folks. But again, you've got a whole other book of or can of worms with that. You know, there's not enough places at shelters. There's not enough shelters, period, for those that are homeless.
Yeah, that was another statistic that I saw. There was many counties that didn't have any type of shelters.
Yeah, and whether that be homeless or domestic violence or what have you. Like there, I think it was 21 counties out of the entire state, which is 119. I'm trying to find my factoid sheet here, but either way, not enough. And some of those places are specifically for, you know, women only or men only or families only. So that restricts those spaces even more because, you know, if you're a lady fleeing from domestic violence and the shelter that you have in your town, for example, is just for men or just for families, that you can't go there or vice versa.
Yeah. Many times then it's trying to find a transport to take you somewhere
and that's
to
another
county that has room.
And that's another big thing that I didn't even touch on because I felt like I had too much prepared for this interview.
Sure.
Transportation's a huge problem across the state. You know, you've got these rural areas where towns are 30 minutes apart and there's little to no public transport or, you know, nonprofits or groups that are able to do that.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a very sombering report.
Yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, it is the way it is. But hopefully, with enough people knowing about it, enough people seeing the need, our local legislators seeing the need, we can swing into action as an agency ourselves and other agencies out in your listening area to hopefully help combat that and bring these numbers down.
Yeah, and that was my reason for reaching out was, like I said, I was just blown away by some of the statistics there. And then, once again, the fact that our immediate area is one of the worst when it comes to these numbers in the entire state. This is something people need to know about and hopefully take action in some way to improve.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what we kind of try to do at Ozark Action, like I said, with all the programs that we have. But we're a federally funded nonprofit. We receive most of our grants through either the Community Services Block Grant or we get it directly from different agencies like the Department of Energy or, you know, HUD, Housing and Urban Development, for our voucher program. But with the recent shakeups in D.C., we find ourselves kind of at an impasse with grants running out and being delayed, grants money not being there when it's expected.
Sure.
And budgets are getting tight. We're down to reduced hours at the office, which means, you know, less money for my crews and my cohorts there.
Right.
Which means less service for people out in the listening area.
Sure.
It's getting a little rocky for all of us there. And then, God forbid, something horrible happens and we have to close our doors.
Right.
That means no assistance.
Sure.
There's no one there to process it. There's paperwork and reports and monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly type things that need to be reported to the feds to show that your money that you paid as taxes is going towards helping these people.
Yes.
And that's in a bit of jeopardy at this time.
Yeah.
So with, you know, all the unknowns floating around out there, it's kind of a rocky time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, how can people get in touch with you all at Ozark Action to find out about some of the services that you do have available?
Absolutely, yeah. So our website is oaiwp.org. Pretty easy to remember. Basically, Ozark Action, Inc., West Plains, the initials for that, .org. We also have a bit on our website where it says contact us. If you've been affected by Ozark Action, let us know. We're collecting stories from people past, present, who have been positively impacted by our agency. Whether we helped you with a gas card for $20 or we paid your rent for 20 years, we're looking for anything and everything. So please check the website out. Get a hold of us on there. Fill that contact form out. Or just shoot us a message on our Facebook page, Ozark Action, Inc. We're pretty easy to find. So go ahead and message us. If you were a Head Start kid, you know, 10 years ago or 30 years ago, we want to hear about it. You know, all of these programs that we have, whether you've been, how you've been impacted, we want to know.
Very good. Very good. Well, Ed Budden, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us.
Appreciate Thanks for having
your
me.
Time.
Absolutely. And, good to see you.
Know, hopefully, this message will get out to some people and we'll be able to keep those numbers moving in a positive direction. And, you know, hopefully one day this isn't an issue whatsoever.
I would love to be put out of work because there's no poverty.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be wonderful.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you very much. Ozark Radio News, News Team 7.